Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Functioning Autoimmune. We have a fantastic guest with us today, if I could talk. So we have Gianco Torres. He is here to talk with us a little bit about glutathione. But before we get into that, I want to give you a little bit of time to first welcome you to joining our show. We're so happy to have you here. And it's such an amazing topic. I'm so glad that we can talk about this and share the benefits and the information about glutathione. But also, I want to give you some time to explain to us and to introduce yourself about who you are, what made you get interested in this type of work, and how you kind of got led to glutathione in the first place.
Well, Brandy, first of all, thank you. Thank you for the invite. I love podcasting because podcasting is a way to give free value to everybody. I've learned so much from podcasting. And so, it's our job to help people really get the right info. And again, as I said, my name is Giancarlo Torres, but since I'm your friend, you can call me Gianco. And really my journey with glutathione started in 2016, actually. My mother, she gets ill. She gets an illness. She gets lupus, actually.
Okay.
Very popular. I'm autoimmune. And we didn't think it was lupus in the beginning. I think like most people that get autoimmune.
Yeah.
Like we thought it was, just fatigue, stress. At some point, I think, unfortunately, we thought it was psychological just because a lot of doctors would say that.
Yeah.
They'll be like, look, she doesn't have anything. It's all here. Mm-hmm. So don't forget. And, that's sad. The more we think about it, but especially in that time, Brandy, and I know that the ones that are watching and listening can relate. For a long time, doctors couldn't really discover or find an autoimmune condition. And
yeah,
we were going through that. And, we went to natural doctors also, Brandy. No results. We're just spending with nothing.
Yeah.
It was a bad year, to say the least, because from her being super active in volunteer work and business, from just basically having no energy, mom was there, but she wasn't there, right? Because of her health. And then one day, funny enough, my dad, he had a talk somewhere and he said, hey, can you at least go with me? Since it's been so long. And she says, I'll do it for you. And somebody invited us to their homes. And just, a random person says, hey, have you ever heard about glutathione therapy? And we said, no, what's glutathione?
Yeah.
And then they just start talking about what glutathione did. Now, that was interesting because we've been in the health space, right? And health and wellness for a long time, Brandy.
Yeah.
My grandma had her own health food store. My mom is a breast cancer survivor.
Wow.
And we've always believed in combining natural means together with conventional means. So we thought we knew about antioxidants.
Yeah.
Turns out we didn't. And so they're like, hey, you should check it out. So we checked it out. We saw this type of form to raise glutathione inside the body, a particular form from Canada, which we'll talk about. And we said, well, at this point, it looks promising. Let's give it to her.
Yeah.
And Brandy, what I remember, a week passes by. I wake up a Sunday morning and I see her cleaning and reorganizing the whole house. And I said, Mom, what happened? She says, well, it has to be this stuff. She puts the product in front of me.
Yeah.
And I said, isn't that interesting? And this was when we were in Florida before. She says, I want to go walk out the beach with you guys. So this was extremely comforting for the family.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, wow, after such a long time, we can actually have a normal day with Mom. To the point, I'm a Brandy, that we couldn't even eat out with her because everything, she was allergic to everything.
Yeah.
She was allergic to the bread, everything would give her a reaction. Of course, it was the autoimmune.
Right.
But it was basically dad, little brother, and I. Mom has to stay home because she can't do anything and then no energy. So to see, wow, Mom actually has enough energy to even want to do things, that really caught my attention.
Yeah.
And then from there, my dad, my siblings, everybody, Brandy, in our circle of influence, they all started to consume this product because they discovered, hey, glutathione, it's not only good for people like her,
mm-hmm.
but it's also good for people that just want to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And then from there, I just became a glutathione fanatic. I said, okay, what is glutathione? What's the best way to raise inside the body? What's the way to not consume it? And then from there, it's been 5 years. And actually, Mom and I, we decided to partner up and help a lot of people raise glutathione inside their cells. And we've been able to help over I'm a 5,000 I'm a people, Brandy. So that's my story.
That's amazing. And such a fantastic story of, you know, your mom seeing one, seeing a miraculous kind of recovery from using something so beneficial. And I'm a huge fan of glutathione. I think it's an amazing amino acid and does so many fantastic things. But, you know, you, what you mentioned as far as like the autoimmune disease and not getting any answers and kind of living this debilitating life where you try so hard to find answers and to try to find something that will help you just to get nowhere. So it's amazing that you guys kind of happened in this moment and found this great thing. So I'm so happy for your mom and for your family that happened for you. Can you tell us a little bit more about glutathione, what it kind of does? Just give us a little bit of kind of background on glutathione itself.
Yes. So glutathione, it's a molecule that doctors have always known about. Mm-hmm. But for many years, doctors didn't know how to activate it in the body, mm-hmm. In an effective way.
Yeah.
Now, it all started, Brandy, and for the ones that are listening, with a doctor from Canada called Dr. Gustavo Bunos. You guys can Google him. Okay, he was one of the most world-renowned scientists in Canada's history. And basically, he was on a mission, Brandy. He was on a mission and finding a protein that would be beneficial for cancer patients. Why cancer patients? Because as many people know, unfortunately, when cancer patients are in the end of their lives, they start to lose a lot of weight, right? So they get cachexia. So his mom had died of cancer and he saw how the mom went through that. So he said, you know, I want to find a way or a protein that can prevent that.
Yeah.
And so he just went on a discovery. And so he just started trying lots of proteins, Brandy, in mice, like every researcher does. So he just tested mice, see what it does, see the numbers. Okay, cool. And one day a company from Switzerland sent them a particular protein, says, hey, we have no idea if this is useful. We're a cheese company. This is a particular way. We never use it. Try it in mice, see if it's beneficial.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try it out, he said. He started trying it in mice, Brandy. And what he saw was that the mice started living 50% longer. So the antioxidant level was just going so high. So he said, okay. Let me not get too excited. So he's comparing the mice that was being fed by the protein, yeah, compared to mice that weren't being fed.
Mm-hmm.
And the mice that were being fed by the protein, their immune system, their antioxidant level was just going so high. He didn't get it. He said, okay, this protein has something special. Yeah. I have to investigate what properties does this protein have that this is having. So he goes and talks to another doctor called Dr. Patricia Kongshan. She was the first woman immunologist in history, actually. And he said, look, I see this protein. I have no idea what it does. But see, what happens is that Dr. Bunos, he wasn't an immunologist. He was just a nutritionist. Dr. Kasha said, no, I'm immunologist. Let's see what's happening.
Yeah.
So when she sees, she says, no, it's activating something in the body. That's where they discover, as a group of scientists, that what the protein was doing was activating glutathione inside the body, or in this case, inside the cells of the mice. So they're like, glutathione, okay, we know a little bit about glutathione, but why is this happening?
Yeah.
So they started researching about what glutathione did. And they were the first to discover a protein, a natural protein that was raised glutathione inside the body. So for the, this is a base story on how doctors got super excited on glutathione. Now, yeah, glutathione is something we all have, as you know, Brandy. Basically, everything that's alive has glutathione.
Yeah.
Of course, this includes animals, fishes, and all that. And glutathione is a molecule we all have in the body. There's over 100,000 medical articles on this topic. Mm-hmm. But to make it simple, we've seen that the best way to explain glutathione is to remember an acronym called IDEA.
Okay.
So glutathione, what a great idea. So I stands for immune system. Mm-hmm. Why? Because glutathione is literally food for the immune system. And it's food for the immune system because it creates white blood cells. The only way the immune system can create white blood cells is to have glutathione.
Yeah.
And as you know, white blood cells is what kills virus. Mm-hmm. It kills bacteria. It kills fungi. And it does all this only if you have glutathione.
Yeah.
So it's literally food for the immune system. That's why we go with the letter I, D, detoxification. Mm-hmm. 70% of our body's glutathione is in the liver. Surprise, surprise, the liver is the organ that detoxifies the most.
Yeah.
And why? Because glutathione creates enzymes in the liver that will detoxify, for example, substances like mercury. Mm-hmm. Now, for the audience, they might be saying, well, I don't consume anything with mercury. Well, maybe you are. Some supplements, unfortunately, have mercury. Mm-hmm. Fish, unfortunately, has high levels of mercury.
Yeah.
Some vaccines have mercury. Of course, you're like, we're not talking against that, or you know, these are just a fact.
So, right.
Certain vaccine supplements and fish have mercury. Yeah. So most people are consuming mercury without even noticing it.
Yeah.
I have a good friend, his name is Dr. Gutman. He's actually the world-renowned expert on glutathione. And he says in his book on glutathione that they think that one of the main causes of autism is high levels of mercury. I think now, and again, you know, don't quote me per se, but I think 1 out of 40 kids have autism nowadays.
Yeah, that's a pretty high number, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and that's so high. That is so high. You're like, just here, you're like, come in my area, in New York, there's thousands of people. How many autistic kids are in the area? Just so sad. Why? High levels of mercury. Mm-hmm. You raise glutathione will make enzymes that will detoxify most of it. And that's just one thing. Like, we can talk about, you know, carcinogens, right? That it's found in foods and chemotherapy, and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of toxins that damage our body, but glutathione will detoxify. So D, energy. So we all have certain batteries in our body, right? That are called mitochondria. And these batteries, they do that. They give us energy the whole day. But what happens is that if they don't cool down or cool off, this will create some damage in the body. Mm-hmm. For example, fibromyalgia, it's known for many doctors as a mitochondrial dysfunction because of this reason. So you raise glutathione and glutathione will cool down the mitochondria. And I think, Brandy, this was the reason why my mom in a week had so much energy. You see, she wasn't automatically cured, obviously not. But after a week, she had energy for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Why? Because by raising glutathione, what happened? The mitochondria were cooling down. Mm-hmm. And again, this is for everybody. You know, for someone that wants to stay energetic, for athletes, raising glutathione is fine. And then for last, which is the one that passions me the most, it is the body's master antioxidant. Mm-hmm. And just yesterday, I was in a restaurant and I was just talking about, you know, like my antioxidants with the waiter.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about antioxidants for one main reason. The better the antioxidant level in your body, the more you will live. As simple as that. And of all the 4,000 antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, just to talk about three, they all depend, every single antioxidant depends on glutathione. Why is that? Because glutathione is an antioxidant that your own body makes. Mm-hmm. Let's compare this to vitamin C. Vitamin C, you have to eat it to get it.
Right.
Not glutathione. Glutathione, you have to have your own body make it.
Yeah.
So once vitamin C touches a free radical, it dies with the free radical. Mm-hmm. Not glutathione. So now you start to raise glutathione inside the body. You start to consume vitamin C either through supplement or through diet.
Yeah.
And now your body would just be recharging and remaking all these vitamins. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And studies show, Brandy, that people that live over 100 years old, all of them have high levels of glutathione, especially a glutathione enzyme.
Right.
So that's why it's known as the best form of anti-aging in the whole world. And also, by making vitamin C and by being its master antioxidant, it creates collagen, creates lots of collagen. So, for example, you know, like many of the people that I've helped with this protein that makes glutathione, they see better skin. They're like, their nails are prettier. They're, like prettier hair, for the women, why? Because it creates so much collagen. Why? Because it's the body's master antioxidant. So for the audience, what is glutathione? Just remember this acronym. IDEA, I immune system, detoxification, E energy, and A antioxidant. Now, Brandy, before we keep talking, I have to be clear about one thing about glutathione.
Yeah.
Most people, they make, I would say mistake, but it's a mistake because they don't have the knowledge, okay? Most people, when they hear about glutathione, they go to their closest health food store, mm-hmm. they buy glutathione supplement, and they consume it. they ingest. That's a mistake. And for the ones that are doing that and they think it's making them feel better, I have to say that's not true. And I'm going to explain why. Glutathione is such a big molecule that our bodies are not naturally made to digest it. Now, there is some type of new technology, glutathione liposomal or liposomal. I don't know how to pronounce it, Randy. Yeah, okay, there you go. You said better than me. That they claim that it's a form for our own bodies to get it. Even if they claim it, there aren't many clinical studies that are proving that. And I'm all about the clinical studies. If there's a clinical study, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
If there's no clinical studies, I'm not gonna buy it. So 90% of most glutathione pills do not work. Yeah. For our own body to get it, you have to give the body the precursors. We can compare this to, let's say, some vitamins that carrots have, okay? Better. Kind of like if you want to make a cake.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make a cake, you need the eggs and you need the flour.
Right.
Those are the building blocks for you to make cake.
Mm-hmm.
With glutathione, it's similar. You can't feed your body with glutathione. You have to feed the body the eggs and the flours, so to say.
Yeah.
The eggs and flours for glutathione is an amino acid called cysteine. You see, going back to the story that I spoke about the doctors in the 80s, what they found out was that that protein had high levels of cysteine. Once our body receives this amino acid, our bodies make glutathione. So there are some forms of cysteine. For example, most people, when they hear this, they will think about N-acetylcysteine.
Right.
Which is a form, okay, which it's actually commonly used, Randy, as a drug. Every single hospital in the world has N-acetylcysteine.
Yep.
And then there's some supplements, okay? If you were to tell me, Brandy, a glutathione supplement or N-acetylcysteine, I would prefer N-acetylcysteine because it's more effective. And there's tons of clinical studies, okay, proving how effective it is.
Sure.
But the best way that I've seen personally is with whey protein.
Okay.
Now, this jumps to another topic. We'll talk about that later. But generally speaking, the best way that I've seen is with whey protein, a particular way that gives our body the right cysteine to make glutathione.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. And you're completely right. I mean, glutathione is a very important part of our body. You have explained that very well. Something that it's also becoming used for, and something that I'm very passionate about, is gut health, because it does really work for the immune system. It's really kind of this building block repair system. It does these amazing things. And so it's really being focused on for gut health and repairing the gut and those types of things as well, which really plays into, again, autoimmune disease, chronic illness, and all of that. So it is such a fantastic supplement. So I want to go into a little bit about the types of, because you're completely right. There's a million, probably more than a million, different supplements out there. There's a million different supplement companies out there. You can order supplements on Amazon, wherever you want to order it from. But not all supplements are created equally. There are some that say that they have certain ingredients in them and they don't. They've been tested not to have them. There are some that really just are not potent and don't get where they need to go. They're just eaten up by your stomach acid. I mean, there's so many different things with supplements that you have to be very careful that you're taking the right ones to actually get the benefit that you are wanting to get. So I want to hear a little bit more about this glutathione and how the whey protein is kind of helping that get into your system and how that works.
Great question. And I agree 100% with you. Unfortunately, most people that buy supplements, they don't do their due diligence. They'll buy it through Amazon. They'll go to a health food store without knowing that 90% has not been tested. And the ones that have been tested have only been tested in mice. So the gold standard of supplementation is when you get a supplement that has been tested on mice, but has been tested in humans. This is called double-blind clinical study. Mm-hmm. This double-blind clinical study is, again, it's a clinical study done on humans.
Yeah.
That's when you find the gold standard, because that's what medication actually, like the criticism that conventional doctors have with supplements is that they say, well, our medication has been proven in humans,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, is controversial, but the whole point is that they do have a point there. But when you have a supplement that is tested in double-blind clinical studies, you can trust it. So talk about this whey protein. So this whey protein that I'm talking about has no lactose, has no casein, Yeah. And it has none of the fat of milk. They extract it from raw cow's milk. They get it from grass-fed cows in Iowa. And again, they take out all the allergens like casein and lactose and the fat. They only keep that protein. And this protein has enough cysteine, but it has cysteine in a particular form called bonded cysteine. So what happens? For this cysteine to reach our bodies, Brandy, you need cysteine and you need cysteine. When these two amino acids are bonded together, our cells receive it. It's a cysteine form that's identical to mother's milk. Identical. So we can say that this type of whey protein that I'm talking about, this particular whey protein, is identical to mother's milk because it has that cysteine that's bonded that is like mother's milk. So it's gone through, I would say, over 60 studies, okay, over 60 studies, clinical studies, has over 80 patents worldwide. It's also in the doctor's book. So, you know, whoever wants to present this like to their doctor, they can. And it's the drug reference for US and for Canada, okay? You know, there's multiple studies, and I know that the audience is waiting for the name. Okay, what's the name of this supplement? The supplement is called ImmunoCal.
Okay.
ImmunoCal. So like immune system, ImmunoCal. And it's a supplement that's been investigated for 40 years. And this is the whey protein that I got so passionate about. Yeah. And again, why? Not only because I saw that on my mom, mm-hmm. which was like the first aha.
Yeah.
But it was because of all the studies. So I said, you know what? With all of these studies, Brandy.
Yeah.
This is something that I can easily recommend, easily, you know, because it's not a, hey, Brandon, you know what? You're my friend, try it. It's something that did good to me. Okay, cool. But is it tested? No, then I won't bother. Like, I'm all about research, research, research. And yeah, that's the product.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so you talk about the whey protein. And so what is the, is it a powder that you mix with water? How do you consume it?
You can mix it with water, juice, yogurt, yep. Applesauce. I would say 90% of most of my clients, they consume it with juice mm-hmm. because powdery, since it is a protein, when you mix it with water, it can taste a little funny.
Yeah.
So for the ones that are really picky, they don't like that taste. Right. And so I would say, you know what, just mix it with orange juice or mix it with apple juice or mix it with yogurt. Now, this actually jumps to something else. Going back to glutathione supplementation, recently, Brandy, they've been investigating about a gene in our body called NRF2. I'm sure you're very familiar with it. Okay. And NRF2 is a gene that will make a better glutathione once you combine it with bonded cysteine.
Yeah.
So you can find NRF2 activators in many greens, for example, like broccoli. Okay, broccoli seeds actually have the highest form of NRF2 activators. Okay, so recently they made a supplement that's from my company. It's called the ImmunoCal Booster mm-hmm. because it has that broccoli seed extract that will activate NRF2. Why am I saying this, Brandy? Well, because this product has 50 fruits and veggies in it, and it tastes really good. So this is what I've seen. People that consume just ImmunoCal by itself to raise glutathione, if they want that extra boost, they add that extra boost, but it also gives them an extra taste. So it might sound funny, but Brandy, you know us humans, like if it doesn't taste well, I'm not drinking it.
There's definitely a lot of people like that. They need it to taste a certain way. Texture is usually something that people are worried about. So it's definitely easy when you have the ability to kind of mix it in different options so that it tastes well. And then it's something that you're willing to do, because if you're not willing to do it, what have you done? Right.
Right. Right. And again, you know, like researchers, they keep talking that if it tastes good, it's very easy for humans to make it a habit.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't taste good, a week passes by, you're like, oh, I forgot to drink the product. This right. is how we're wired.
Yeah. So going back to your whey protein that you're talking about, what is the recommendation? Is it once a day? Is it what's the daily recommendation for that?
Right. So, you know, since we're not doctors, you know, like I try not to, you know, like treat this as a drug per se, you know, because I'm not a doctor, but generally speaking, 1 to 2 pouches a day. So each pouch brings 10 grams of this protein.
Yeah.
There's actually 3 types now of ImmunoCal, but generally speaking, 1 to 2 pouches a day is a general dosage. Of course, everybody is different.
Yeah.
And what I would recommend is for everybody that, you know, like maybe has an illness, maybe wants to pump it up to go to their doctor, okay, or to go to a professional,
yeah,
and then talk about, you know, like this product with them, and then they can give a higher dosage per se. But generally 1 to 2 pouches a day should do the job.
Awesome. Yeah. And that seems pretty doable. I mean, it's pretty easy to fit that into your day.
Right. Yeah. You know, this is what I've seen. If you're under 35 years old, 1 pouch a day is fine. Just prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're over 35, add another pouch. And you know what? Some people over 35, Randy, they, you're like, there's something fine with 1 also. You're following me? So, you know, it's all about, you know, like your diet, your health, your genes. But generally 1 to 2 pouches should be enough.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's amazing. So of course I have to give you time to let us know, where can we find this? Where's the best way to reach out if there are questions about this particular product? Where can people go?
Yeah, so you can find me at my website. My website is This Is Junko. So this is, and then Junko, GIANCO.com. You can basically find everything there. So you can find more info on the product. You can find me through social media. My social media links are all the way in the bottom of that website. You can send me an email, you know, for consultation if you want, just to ask a question, or if you just want to, you know, just chat, you can also just send me a message through Instagram, through Facebook, and I'll be happy to talk.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Junko, so much for your time and for sharing all of this wonderful information with us. I completely agree with you. Glutathione is amazing, and I'm really interested to have shared this information with people. And I'm interested for anybody who's out there listening, if you are someone who reaches out and tries glutathione, I would love to hear back from you. And just, you know, I love success stories. I love hearing how things have affected people. So I'd love to hear back. I'm sure Junko would love to hear back too, if you have great success or an amazing story with that. So anybody who tries that, definitely let me know how it goes. And if you've had any amazing recoveries or anything like that, I would love to hear that because I love getting that kind of information. But, you know, thank you so much, Junko, for joining us and for sharing all of your information. And any parting words?
Oh, you know, to research and to not give up. You know, I'm not reading a book now. It's called Failing Forward by John Maxwell. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar. And, you know, there's a quote that I love. It said, if we just change our perception and our view of failure, what would we attempt to do? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that applies to everything in life and, you know, your personal life and business. But in health, it's very important, because what happens? Sometimes we're trying stuff. We're going to doctors. We're, you know, doing all kinds of diets and all kinds of exercises, and we're not seeing results. And then we can end with the, hey, you know what? I've tried everything. I don't need to do anything else. But what happens is that when you say things like that, and again, like, I'm not saying this to attack, because I, like my family and I, we used to say the same thing. We've tried everything. There's nothing else to try. But when you do that, you try to stop the pain, but you're not finding a solution.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if that is you, for the ones that are watching and listening, don't give up. Keep researching, keep being diligent, keep doing what you have to do, but don't give up. Don't give up, because eventually, like us, you will find your solution. So that's my message.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Really powerful. Thank you so much. So thank you so much, Junko, for joining us. Thank you everyone for listening to another episode, and we will catch you on the next one.
Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for listening. This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens, with 75 absorbable vitamins and minerals in just 1 scoop per day. I've increased my energy, immune function, and so much more. AG is a non-negotiable part of my daily routine. For your own risk-free AG plus 20% off and free vitamin D3 K2 supplement, go to www.athleticgreens.com/functionallyautoimmune, or look in the notes of this podcast and you can find the link there. Trust me, you want to add Athletic Greens to your day. It makes such a huge difference.